Well, according to the Gordon Edwards scanner app that I have on my phone, it is back online. So 147.200 ARPSC repeater is online. It doesn't tell me whether or not the repeater is offline. It just tells me that the scanning option that I have on this, because, you know, it's basically a scanner on my phone. That doesn't mean the system isn't working. So, I mean, I couldn't, if it was my only way to listen to it, I would not have been able to listen to it. So, but it shows that it is back up and running.
Okay, because I get an email whenever it goes down, and it went down and took a while to get back to it. First, I just tried restarting the service, and that only lasted for a little while, and it went down again. So I don't know if Fred looked under the hood and did something, but it started back up again. So I think we were talking about it. He might have went in there and looked at something as well. So anyhow, it's good. Good. I knew it was back online last night before I went to bed, so it didn't shut right off. So, yeah, what does that tell you? It tells you that the service is running at the repeater site. The repeater could be completely otherwise running and everything else works perfectly fine, but the app that has to run to, it's called EasyStream, and EasyStream has to be filtered through another product, another app called LAME. So it gets encoded and then streamed through this thing called EasyStream, and if the credentials are right at Broadcastify, then it, you know, they're all happy and everybody gets a feed. So a lot of things can go wrong with that that don't necessarily mean have anything to do with the operation of the repeaters. So just FYI.